How do we feel if we are lost? Or no one will guide us? Who will protect us, depend on, or count on to be there when we need them? This could be the feeling of the crowd before they meet Jesus. Jesus Christ's reaction when he saw the crowd following them is mercy and compassion to these people. They were hungry for the word of God, for the good news that Jesus brought about. They wanted to listen to him and follow him whenever he goes. They saw in Jesus that only in him they will be satisfied. Jesus is moved with pity for them, and he continues to teach them many things. Jesus also had a deep longing to be his people. He desired to share his heart with them and to shepherd them, leading them into the many truths he came to reveal. Jesus was a true shepherd who loved his sheep and welcomed them continually. My sisters and brothers, we are the crowds longing for Jesus, his words, his mercy, his compassion. Like the crowd, Jesus Christ will be with us, teaching us, loving us, and guiding us. May we always listen and live his words that he preached to us, and by that, will be assured of heaven in the next life. The second point of the gospel is Jesus' care for his disciples. He told them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." He sensed that the apostles were tired and exhausted after their journey proclaiming the kingdom to other people as Jesus commanded them to do. He recognized that they, his apostles, must take a rest for them to be strengthened and rejuvenated. So if Jesus recognized the need to rest, we too must take a rest once in a while. We cannot resume working without rest and being recharged. We cannot fulfill our duties and responsibilities for the next day if we are not properly disposed. We need to rest. This is sometimes we forget or don't give it to other people. We are so preoccupied with what we need to finish today, even if we have still tomorrow. That's why, as a priest, Monday's day off is really important to me. Most of the time, I put my cell phone in silent mode or turn it off for the rest of the day. That's why I don't disturb priests on Mondays, if possible. We too need time to rest. So my sisters and brothers, two points that our gospel is telling us today. Jesus Christ will never abandon us because he is the good shepherd, willing to give up his life for his sheep and has a compassionate and merciful heart. He will always be at our side. And second, rest is important in our ministry. Always find time to rest so that the next day we are recharged and energized. We will be effective and have the drive to continue if we are refreshed, revitalized, and invigorated. So let us ask the intercession of Our Lady that we may always follow Jesus Christ and make us a faithful disciples of her Son today and every day.